Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and this episode we're going to be running through a listener question in regards to Bootstrap. So Jordan Gardner writes in Bootstrap's MDO this week announced that Bootstrap 4 will be in SCSS and version 5 will likely be in post-CSS. Firstly, what are your thoughts on Bootstrap moving away from LESS to SCSS? Secondly, what are your thoughts on post-CSS? So for anyone who's not sure what Bootstrap is, it's essentially a front-end CSS framework for building out website prototypes as well as actual websites a lot quicker, and allows you to standardize on some kind of framework, getting things bootstrapped very, very quickly in your project. Now, it used to belong to Twitter, or was initially created in-house at Twitter, and they've open-sourced it, and it's since moved on to its own implementation. Now, Bootstrap itself started off using LESS, and it was fairly popular because a lot of the JavaScript community was using LESS. But SAS really took to the stage and became the kind of like the premier preprocessor. So if you're not too sure what preprocessors are in CSS, that just essentially puts like a syntactic sugar on top of regular CSS and allows you to do some more powerful things like variables and functions, calculations, loops, things like that that doesn't exist in CSS, at least at this point in time. Now, the major thing was a couple years ago, I think it was now, that there was a port of Bootstrap to SAS, because everyone was loving SAS. A lot of the Rails community, for example, loves SAS, and being used on a ton of projects that use SAS, so there was this unofficial port. And what happened was eventually that Bootstrap thought, this is pretty good, we'll move that in and make it under the umbrella of Bootstrap. So Bootstrap had an official port. And it just seems like over time that the support for LESS has been waning a bit in favor of SAS, and specifically the SCSS syntax of SAS. And I think this is a good thing, because a lot of the demos and things like that you'll see online now, if they're not just pure CSS, they are SAS-based. Very rare that you'll be seeing LESS-based examples, and I think the general adoption of SAS is far, far, far exceeding anything that LESS uses, LESS has. So I think this is a positive move for Bootstrap. Now, this question, I probably should say it was quite a number of weeks or months ago, but I think his statement about going on to SAS and then on to post-CSS, I'm not too sure if that was a serious comment, but I think it is, because looking at post-CSS, which is kind of like the new kid on the block recently, and it's basically, it's more so regular CSS, but allows you to use the quote-unquote future CSS technology that's coming out. There's some interesting stuff there, like actual native CSS variables instead of having to use a compiler like SAS. Things like that are coming into play, but I kind of see it more so like it's very, very modular. So it's not just like post CSS by itself is just a very, very small limited subset of functionality that allows you to essentially backport some of the behavior from the next kind of CSS, the future of CSS essentially. But being modular, you can actually adapt it. So people who are migrating from, say, SAS to post-CSS, there's an easy step there, because there's these modules for doing mix-ins, which you're used to in SAS, or nesting, which is very, very popular in SAS. So there's options to do that. And the modules that it has is very, very sparse and huge, as well as compilation times very quick. Now, I do know that if you're using libsass these days, that compilation of SAS is really, really quick as well. But I think we are going to see that transition from SAS to post-CSS. Will it be so quick? Well, I think if Bootstrap does decide to take it on as the default implementation for how their library is structured, I definitely think the uptake of post-CSS will skyrocket massively. When a big project like Bootstrap gets behind something, generally people will move to it. Now, depending on how far the releases are between versions from the SAS port, if that actually does happen, like this is all still speculation, he doesn't have to go through with actually doing this, but there could be a couple of years between that gap. But more than likely, I think the next version will be in SAS, which they'll probably just move the SAS port as to be the main port of Bootstrap. So when you pull down Bootstrap, if you're getting the full version, it will be SAS. There won't be less there. They might migrate less to be just another part of Bootstrap. So it'll be like Bootstrap less instead of Bootstrap SAS, and Bootstrap SAS will become Bootstrap. So it's pretty interesting, and I'm definitely curious to see more about PostCSS. I've been looking into it a bit. It does interest me a lot. I think a lot of the stuff makes sense. The syntax is slightly different, but that's just a syntax thing. You know, I'm not used to that syntax, but I can see the benefits of it, and I can see the reasoning behind it. And I'm actually going to do an episode on PostCSS, which will allow me to learn a bit more myself, as well as just provide some more information out there, because there are quite a number of articles coming out about PostCSS. So to summarize this up, essentially my thoughts on Bootstrap moving away from less to SAS, I think that's brilliant, simply because I am a SAS person. I love SAS. I don't mind less, but I prefer to use SAS when I can. And I really think that PostCSS could very well be the future, and I can't wait to see what the adoption trends go with, like whether it's going to be a really, really sharp curve or very, very slow curve. It'll be very interesting to see. What are your thoughts? Are you happy with Bootstrap potentially moving to SAS, or would you prefer it to stay with less? And also, what are your thoughts on PostCSS? Is it something you want to look into? Are you already using it? I'd love to know. Please send through some tweets to @CodaCatchUp and leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com. And also, lastly, please don't hesitate to subscribe in iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. And if you do have a spare few minutes or minute or so, please leave a review in iTunes or whatever service that you're using to capture this podcast, and allow us to grab some more visibility out there on the interwebs. Anyway, that's it. We'll catch you at the next episode.